Louisiana's drought has affected crops and livestock. It's also affecting the state's wildlife, particularly deer. LSU Ag Center wildlife specialist Don Reed says this summer's dry weather has decreased deer's food supply.
Mainly the vegetation you're looking at, it's less palatable. There's not as much of it there. So basically deer are sort of forced to eat foods that that just aren't as nutritious as what it would be during a normal year at normal rainfall.
Reed says deer are eating a lot of the same plants, but these plants are drought-stressed and withered, so they eat less. Deer and turkey both get fall nutrients from acorns, but drought stress on oak trees is affecting that food source. And rains from Tropical Storm Lee have come too late.
We're seeing a lot of the oaks drop their acorns earlier. The acorns are much smaller, so they're not getting as much there, in the acorns that they normally get.
The lack of healthful food options could result in deer with lower weight gains, which stresses the animal. Reed says people who manage their land for deer should wait for adequate moisture to plant fall food crops. Hot, dry weather also could cause aflatoxin, a toxin produced by a fungus to develop on corn, a common feed for deer. While incidences of aflatoxin have been isolated this year, it could show up in feed corn.
We're advising hunters, if you're going to feed corn this fall, to make sure that you get it from a reputable dealer and that the corn is certified aflatoxin free.
Deer that eat corn infected with aflatoxin are likely to lose weight and have reproductive problems. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.